to be effective, and those processes can be inhibited. Put it all together, and the probability of a city being destroyed may still not be large. But none of this is sufficiently reassuring that a realist with awareness of risk would not want to pursue greater security. One dilemma that seems insufficiently appreciated by policymakers is that security measures to reduce the odds of success for each particular attacker using aggressive techniques, trying to preempt attacks, when worked out on a global level, risk increasing the pool of potential attackers. The converse may admittedly also be true, in that focusing on broad policy measures to reduce the number of attackers might not lead to the most vigilant defense against each one. There is no guarantee of security, not even a reliable assurance of greater security than we currently have. If we compare the ticking time bomb case to something involving a natural catastrophe rather than terrorism, we can learn that our reactions are not necessarily in proportion to the actual risks of each type of catastrophe. It is well known that an earthquake could seriously damage many parts of the world where fault lines run. This could at some point be forceful enough to destroy a city, or at least paralyze it and destroy part of it. So the question is, why is it that all of us do not immediately demand that laws be passed to require construction to be 10 times stronger? And if so, why stop there? The reply is that risk aversion is a fundamental indeterminacy of irrationality, as shown by John Elster and others. The threat of there may be no answer to the question of how much security is ultimately enough. The threat of an earthquake is a